Starving in the Belly of the Whale, the recorded version from their 2016 album Conversations. And we are so excited that they're back in the studio. It's been a little while. They are getting ready for some live dates. They've played a little out on the road I guess it's still winter as well. And we're going to talk with them about what's new. But first, welcome back, Ricky and Scott. And would you do a live one for us?
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us, Juliet.
Especially this crowd. Why is it so hard for me to discover you from the inside out?
Thank you.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Well, as I said, welcome back. It's a pleasure to have you guys back on the show. We've missed you.
Yeah, it's been 2 years, maybe. It's been a while.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When conversations were out, Scott and I talked in there with you about it.
Yeah.
It's probably been closer to 3 years since we played here.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a little bit. So I know you guys have been keeping busy with lives and families and all that good stuff. But I also know, Ricky, that you and Lacey got to play some gigs in Washington fairly recently. And the band has some stuff booked as we're heading into the warmer months. Tell me kind of what things have been like sort of since the start of the year for the band.
Well, again, just kind of on our cycle of doing some shows about a month and then taking some time off. So it's about springtime again, time to get on the road and do a good week's worth of shows or so. So yeah, just planning the shows, and we've been working on new material to hopefully maybe start recording that this summer.
Wonderful, wonderful. And in terms of the new material, you know, you guys have been a trio for a while now, and I can hear it even though we have two out of the three represented tonight, in the way that, Ricky, that you and Scott sing together now, I can hear just how much you guys have gelled musically, even more so than 3 years ago when you were here and you were already like gelling really well. What has that process been like as you guys have been playing together and singing together and performing together? This lineup has been pretty solid for a while.
I think when it comes to working with people, I tend to be less of a jerk, and Ricky is just so patient, and it's kind of just a balance between that. So we're both learning a lot.
Yeah. I think for me it's been a lot of just it seems like this is the first group of people in a long time I've played with where we kind of had a the direction we all kind of wanted to go in.
That's a good point.
And all of us just playing to each other's strengths and weaknesses. So we know what someone's really good at doing, what times we may need to compensate for someone else's weakness, and just doing those things to do what's best for the band.
That's true.
Awesome, awesome. And I have to say, you can hear that, especially in some of the vocal work on the last albums. And like I said, tonight, it's again, like figuring out where your voices fit together. It's just gelling so well. That's got to feel really good as performers too.
It does, yeah. It's really cool because with a three-piece, like Ricky was saying, you need to play off your strengths and try to make up for your shortcomings. And it's like a fun puzzle. I love puzzles. And without Lacey here, she does a lot of the high-end vocals. And oddly enough, she can do some pretty good some low stuff too, you know, but it's hard not having her here.
Yeah, it definitely is. We've definitely got used to the three-piece, so.
Yeah.
Well, we miss her tonight.
Yeah, definitely. She's at home with a screaming baby, so.
Ooh.
Which is not funny.
Yeah.
Not
no.
funny at all.
No. Well, I know that you also had some video work come out. It's been a little bit, but there was one, it might have been for Speak Like a Poet that you sent me, Ricky, that was fairly new.
Oh, that was
yeah.
The end of the year last year. We
okay.
did Understand off the new album, and then we did kind of some up-to-date versions of Don't Turn Away, which was the album before Scott and Lacey started playing, and then Little Blue Dress, which mm-hmm. was the first album with Scott that didn't feature Lacey. So those are kind of two of the older albums two of the older songs we still pull out from time to time. And we were wanting to do something with those songs that just gives them more of an up-to-date feel of what it sounds like with the three-piece.
What's that like for you as the songwriter and, you know, the obviously the person who has been with this band the longest, to revisit some of that old material and get to see how Scott and Lacey sort of, going back to Scott's sort of metaphor of puzzles, how they fit into the musical puzzle of some of these older songs.
I think it's awesome because, I mean, since the start of Starving the Blood of the Whale, it took me finding Scott and Lacey to hear what I wanted to hear musically. So it was nice that it was things that was pleasing to their ear. So me revisiting these old songs, it's been, to me, it's been really nice to go back and kind of hear what I was hoping for 3, 4, 5 years ago when I was recording stuff with just whoever was able to come to the studio that day.
Very cool. Very cool. And it certainly has to, now that you've, you know, got this set lineup with Scott and Lacey, has it changed the way that you write songs? Are you thinking more in terms of how they'll sound, you know, with the other two, as opposed to how they'll sound for you and then whoever shows up for the studio that day or whoever's available to play that night?
I feel like in a way, just with the new songs for the new album, and we are actually revisiting a couple old ones. We're going to redo them for the new album. But I feel like I've maybe gotten lazier in my songwriting just because, again, like I know Scott and Lacey's strengths.
Whoa.
Scott and Lacey's.
No pressure, Scott.
strengths. So I know that, I mean, I feel like Scott and Lacey do a much better job with the melody lines than I do.
It's pretty interesting. Like I'll be asleep. And like 10:30 at night or something like that, and I'll get some kind of voice memo on my phone, and it's Ricky, and he's played something and sent it to me. And like something that Ricky likes to do is when it comes to like a rhythm structure and the number of syllables that could possibly fit into a measure or a bar or whatever, he just jams them all in there. And it's really fun because I get to go through the thesaurus and try to like compromise with Ricky and say like, hey, can we use this one syllable word instead of the four syllable word? Because I just think it would fit so much better. So it's kind of like that. And I think he really likes, you know, he lives with Lacey and they work together a lot. So they'll kind of work on a melody line and some lyrics. And then they send it to me in the middle of the night. And I wipe the sleep out of my eyes and I go to the bathroom and I listen to it and I send him my notes and then kind of the next time we practice, we work on it in person. But it's fun because I can tell how excited they are about it. And just in the middle of the night, I can just hear the frustration in Lacey's voice as Ricky's just pushing her and pushing her and pushing her. And it's really cool. And I like it a lot. It's special.
It's got to be, you know... It's something that I'm so interested in because I hear more bands doing variations of this kind of process, having the technology to be able to
That's really true.
Dash off a quick recording of, yeah. you know, something that you're in the process of writing to your bandmate in the middle of the night.
That's true.
and your bandmate can listen to it and sleep on it and absorb it, and you don't have to wait till that next practice or that, you know, yeah. You know, 2 weeks from now or the weekend or the day when everybody's schedules sync up. Do you guys find that it helps make the band something that can be a little more persistent in your lives, even when you have other stuff going on, that ability to, you know, communicate musically regularly, even if you're not in the same room?
Absolutely. I no doubt about it. In fact, working on any project these days, it's so much easier because you can communicate literally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just writing notes on a sheet of paper, or, you know, this is what I think it should sound like, and you kind of hum something into some noisy microphone. It's something that you can actually listen to. Like, I'll take Ricky and Lacey's recordings and listen to it in my car on my way to work, and it's not something that, like, you know, has the noise in the background like nails on a chalkboard. And it's like something that I can tolerate, and it's so wonderful. it's the best. What do you think, Ricky?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think everything just getting older. I feel like the older I get, the busier my life gets.
Mm-hmm, sure. mm-hmm.
Like Huck's going to be 3 this year. But at the same time, I feel like just technology, with what we're talking about now, it makes it way easier to have have the band and have it to be like functional.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a hobby. I mean, mm-hmm. it's something we do for fun, but at the same time, like, we're still able to be like professional and productive about it. It's not us getting together a couple times a month and just like fumbling through things.
Right.
So we're able to use the technology, like when we're planning all of our shows for the spring. We have yet to get together, start practicing for those, but everyone has a set list. We've made a playlist in like Apple Music, send that out. We just start listening to it, going over it, and then get together in a couple practices. There are songs we've already played. So, I mean, it just takes us a couple practices of getting back in the groove and filling each other out to be ready to play some shows.
It's certainly got to be great too, you know, to make the most of rehearsals.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, good or bad, like, I mean, we honestly never practice songs that we're not doing for a show. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll talk that's about, true. Like, we'll send some texts back and forth, like, oh, like, what songs do we want to do? I may throw out an idea for a set list, and Scott and Lacey, like, oh, I'd like to do this song here, and then after that, it's just, that's what we practice. We
get it's together, really streamlined.
Rehearse the set list, yeah. And, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, if your time is precious and you're busy, like, right.
It's really focused.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It does make it a little bit frustrating, though, the handful of times where people have wanted us to play more songs, and we're just thinking, like, we haven't practiced anything else in, like, 6 months.
That's why all we can got.
Here we go.
Yeah. Which one can we do on autopilot the best?
Right. The downside of being busy. Fair enough. We've got Starving in the Belly of the Whale in the house, and we're going to be telling you how you can go see them. They have quite a few live dates coming up, including one in Springfield. But first, I would love it if you guys would do another live one for us.
Yeah, definitely. This is off of the first album Scott and Lacey and I did together, Missionaries and Imposters, and this one is about the devil.
The devil's watching me when I pass between the dead leaves in the street. He wants my sanity. Holy Ghost, Father and Son, always helping me on the run. I got time for fun, because the devil is watching me. I can't take time to sleep. I close my eyes and
Starving the Belly of the Whale, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. So as we mentioned, you've been playing out a little bit. You were in Seattle and a few other spots in Washington, and you're going to be playing in Springfield, not this weekend, but next weekend. Tell us a little bit about that show. It sounds like it's going to be a really great night.
Yeah, we're playing with Daniel Dye, and I think the Miller Road Band will be there, hopefully. Awesome. He is... grown into being one of my favorite local guys to play with and listen to. We're actually listening to him on the way up here, and then Andy Ingram will be
wonderful.
Opening up the show. So yeah, it will be a really good show. We played once at Un Mundo Cafe, and we were surprised at the amount of amazing natural reverb that is in that coffee shop.
Yeah,
it sounds
incredible.
So good. We got there early, and we were looking at the board, and we usually like to just soak our vocals in reverb, and we're like, there is no reverb on this board. Like, this is... We were not looking forward to it. And as soon as we started, I was like, where'd the reverb come from? They're like, it's just in the room. And it sounded beautiful.
I didn't even need to mic my saw. Yeah. Like, the place is tuned to my saw.
So, yeah, that's a great, great room.
It's an advantage of a historic old building
Very
with high
true.
Ceilings.
Yeah.
Great food, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. So that's on March 24th, I'm sorry. And so where do you go from there? I know Fort Wayne with a band I keep hearing about that sounds amazing.
Have you listened to them yet or played any of their stuff?
Not yet, because I haven't gotten it yet. Waiting on it to come here. But yes, this is like the third time that they've come up on this show.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm scheming to not only get their music, but get them here.
They are fantastic. So yeah, we're playing with them in Fort Wayne. It's, I guess we should say the name of the band.
Yes.
Bloody Tambourine and the Musical Mafia. I don't know. It's like eerie circus music, like eerie ragtime circus music. That's how I kind of think of it.
Yeah, dark ragtime.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Really piano-driven. Hope is a classically trained pianist. Fantastic. Kurt, classically trained guitarist. They're both just masters of their craft, and they just make the most interesting stuff I've heard in a long time. And I appreciate the hell out of it.
That'll be a really, really fun show. And that one's in Fort Wayne. And anything else coming up in the relative large circle that we want to tell people about, or shall we just send them to the internet?
Yeah, I guess go to the website. We have some other out-of-state dates past that will also be with the Bloody Tambourine and the Musical Mafia. So after Springfield, all of the rest of our spring dates will be with them. So it'll be nice to do a bunch of shows with them. And it's something we kind of talked about for a while. And after doing Winter Folk Festival with them, mm-hmm. Hope approached me and was like, I really think we just need to do this. Like I feel like our styles just go so well together. So it'll be really nice with just us keeping things low key, and then their stuff is way more dancey, but it's still so dark and eerie.
It all works together.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it was the Winter Folk crew that first hipped me to them, actually. Yeah.
That was an amazing show. They did such a good job setting Yellow Cab up. All the handmade origami lanterns, just thousands of them, I think.
Yeah, that was pretty fantastic.
It's awesome. Yeah. And so once you sort of wrap up the live dates, recording is in the future?
Yeah,
fingers?
Yeah, probably start working on the new songs again. And my goal, when I'm off for summer, I would love to hopefully get all the tracking done with Micah over summer for the new album.
Great, great. Well, that'll give us something to look forward to then. In the not-so-distant future, we'll say. We'll just keep it on our radar. And if folks want to find out where Starving in the Belly of the Whale is going to be, we've got links up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. We've got a link to their social media, as well as the Facebook events for the Springfield show and the Fort Wayne show. And all the rest you can find online. And anything else that folks should know before they make plans to come out and see you in Springfield or Fort Wayne, or dates yet to come?
I don't think so. Just keep your ears open and come hang out if you would like to.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, before we let you go, I wouldn't let you go without playing one more. Would you do another live one for us?
Yeah. This is one of the ones that we had just released the newer video to, which is off of another older album, The Foolish Fellow. And this is the first album that Scott played with me on. So this song is called Little Blue Dress. Lead back home.
my family is gone. Down a road that doesn't lead back home.
Starving in the Belly of the Whale, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. You can see them March 24th at Springfield's Un Mundo Cafe. They're going to be performing with Daniel Dye and Andy Ingram. They'll be at Trouble Brewery in Fort Wayne on March 31st with Bloody Tambourine and the Musical Mafia, who they're going to be on tour with. We've got links up to information on those shows and to connect with Starving in the Belly of the Whale on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Kaleidoscope Radio. And guys, I'm looking forward to that new album.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. And thanks so much for coming out and performing for us this evening.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks. Check out Starving in the Belly of the Whale. They're going to be on stage in Springfield with this guy. Here's a little something from Daniel Dye and the Miller Road Band.